2000年的一个下午，
One afternoon in 2000,
帕罗阿尔托的快车道上，
On the fast lane of Palo Alto,
一辆银色迈凯伦 F1 跑车正在狂飙，
A silver McLaren F1 is speeding,
车里坐着两个人，开车的是埃隆·马斯克。
The car was driven by Elon Musk, and there were two people in the car.
副驾驶是彼得·蒂尔。蒂尔问
：“The co-pilot is Peter Tilt.
这辆车厉害在哪儿呢
？”“What makes this car so good？”
马斯克一边说
：“While Musk said,
瞧瞧这
，Look,
这个一边把油门一踩到底。”
This is a car that can accelerate from 0 to 60 mph in just 3.5 seconds.
突然之间，车的后轴断了。
Suddenly, the rear axle of the car broke.
啪的一声
，Bang!
撞上了路堤。
Hit the embankment.
撕开了一个大口子。
Tore a big hole.
蒂尔没系安全带。
Tyler didn't wear a seatbelt.
但他居然毫发无损。
But he miraculously escaped unharmed.
搭了个便车，继续去开会。
He hitched a ride to go to the meeting.
马斯克也没受伤。
Neither Musk was injured.
他在路边等了半小时。
He waited on the side of the road for half an hour.
等拖车把残骸拖走后
，Once the wreckage is removed,
自己也去了会场。
I also went to the venue.
甚至没告诉别人发生了什么。
Even without telling anyone what happened.
后来马斯克笑着说
Later, Musk smiled and said,
至少他向彼得展示了我的冒险精神。
At least, he showed Peter my adventurous spirit.
第二
Kyle said,
说是的
Yes.
我意识到这家伙有点不要
I realized that this guy is a bit reckless.
命，这两个人正在谈一桩合并案。
These two people are discussing a merger.
一边是马斯克的 X.com.
On one side is Musk's X.com.
一边是蒂尔的 Confinity. 两家公司合并后的产物叫做 PayPal.
On the one hand, the product of the merger of Confinity and Tiller is called PayPal.
两年。
2 years later,
后 PayPal 以15亿美元被 eBay 收购。
PayPal is acquired by eBay for $15 billion.
31岁的马斯克拿到了大约2.5亿美元。
Elon Musk received approximately $5.5 million.
从 Zip2 的2200万美元到 PayPal 的2.5亿美元。
From Zip2's $20 million to PayPal's $1 billion.
他只用了3年时间。
In just 3 years.
但这三年里发生的故事比任何商战剧都要精彩。
But the stories that happened in the 3 years were more exciting than any business drama.
马斯克和联合创始人差点打起来。
Musk and co-founder almost fought.
蜜月旅行期间还被人从背后捅了一刀。
During the honeymoon, I was stabbed in the back.
最后居然把对手又变成了盟友。
Finally, he turned his opponent into an ally.
今天我们就来讲讲这个故事。
Today, let's talk about this story.
1999年3月。
March 1999.
27岁的马斯克刚刚卖掉 Zip2， 都。
27-year-old Musk just sold Zip2.
里揣着2200万美元。
$2 million in my pocket.
按照大多数人的剧本
，According to the script of most people,
接下来应该是买房买车。
Next, it should be buying a house and a car.
环游世界，享受生活。
Travel the world and enjoy life.
马斯克买了一辆跑车。
Musk bought a sports car.
但除了这台车和一套公寓。
But besides this car and a set of apartments,
他做了一个让所有人都觉得不可理喻的决定。
He made a decision that everyone thought was absurd.
他把全部税后收入的3/4。
He spent 3/4 of his after-tax income.
1200万美元都拿出来。
$1,000 to $2 million，
又创办了一家叫 X.com 的新公司。
He also founded a new company called X.com.
X.com 要干什么？
What is X.com for?
马斯克对他的构想宏大到近乎荒诞。
Musk's vision is so grand that it's almost absurd.
他要成为一个能满足所有金融需求的一站式商店。
He wants to become a one-stop shop that can meet all financial needs.
银行、线上支付、支票
Online payment of checks by banks
信用卡
Credit card
投资、贷款
Investment loan
把这些功能全部整合到这一个平台上
Integrate all these features into one platform
交易实时处理
Real-time transaction processing
不用等结算
Don't wait for settlement
他的原话是说，用户从银行取钱。
His original words were that users withdraw money from the bank.
这个行为的背后有各种各样的原因。
There are various reasons behind this behavior.
如果我能解决这个问题
，If I could solve this problem,
那这家公司就变成了一个聚宝盆。
That company became a treasure trove.
成为一家汇聚数万亿美元的公司。
Become a company that gathers trillions of dollars.
翻译一下。
Translate it.
就是他要用一个网站取代整个银行体系。
He wants to use a website to replace the entire banking system.
这可是1999年互联网还在拨号上网的年代。
This was the year 1999 when the internet was still in the dial-up era.
他居然梦想要干掉银行。
He actually dreamed of robbing a bank.
很多朋友都吐槽他。
Many friends complained about him.
新公司的名字说。
The name of the new company is.
X.com 听起来像一个色情网站。
X.com sounds like a porn website.
但马斯克不在乎。
But Musk doesn't care.
他喜欢 X 这个字母。
He likes the letter X.
简单好记
Simple and memorable
键盘上一敲就出来了
Typing on the keyboard and the characters appear immediately
他给自己搞了一个最酷的电子邮件地址
He created the coolest email address for himself
e@x.com X 后来成为他给所有东西命名的首选
e8x.com later became his preferred name for everything
字母，从他的公司到他的孩子都是如此。
The letters were from his company to his children.
马斯克的管理风格和 Zip2 时期一模一样。
Musk's management style is exactly the same as that of the period of ZP2.
他深夜疯狂地写代码。
He was coding frantically at night.
白天粗暴地指挥团队。
Rough and rude command team during the day.
他宣布
He announced
X.com 必须在1999年感恩节周末上线
X.com must be launched on the Thanksgiving weekend of 1999
一位工程师当面骂
An engineer scolds in person
这是混蛋之举
This is a despicable act
但马斯克不管感恩节
But Musk didn't care about Thanksgiving
前几周
A few weeks ago,
他每天都待在办公室。
He spends every day in the office.
大部分晚上都睡在桌子。
I mostly sleep on the table.
底下。
Hello.
有一个工程师感恩节的时候。
One engineer was thankful for Thanksgiving.
干到凌晨两点才回家。
Get home at 2 a.m.
结果上午11点就接到马斯克的电话。
The result was that I received a phone call from Musk at 10 a.m.
要他赶紧回去上班。
Tell him to go back to work immediately.
理由是另一位工程师干了一通宵。
The reason is that another engineer stayed up all night.
已经不能全力以赴了。
I can't do it anymore.
结果呢，产品真的赶在感恩节周末上线了。
The results are that the product was actually launched during the Thanksgiving weekend.
上线那一天
On the day it went live,
大家一起走到附近的一台 ATM 前面，马斯克插了一张 X.com 的借记卡进去。
Everyone walked to the nearby ATM. Musk inserted his X.com debit card.
现金刷刷的出来了。
Cash came out in a rush.
整个团队都开心的欢呼起来。
The whole team cheered happily.
X.com 搞出来了一个杀手级功能。
X.com has launched a killer feature.
可以通过电子邮件给别人转钱。
You can transfer money to others via email.
一开始没人觉得这有什么大不了的。
At first, no one thought it was a big deal.
但用的人越来越多。
But more and more people are using it.
尤其是 eBay 上的买家和卖家。
Especially buyers and sellers on the platform.
他们都喜欢用这种最简单的方式来完成交易。
They all prefer to use the simplest way to complete the transaction.
马斯克还搞了一个病毒式营销，老用户拉新人，双方都能得到返现。
Musk also launched a viral marketing campaign that rewards both old and new users for bringing in new customers.
与此同时
，At the same time,
同一栋楼里有另一家公司也在做几乎一模一样的事。
There is another company in the same building doing almost the same thing.
个人对个人的线上支付。
Personal online payments.
这家公司叫 Confinity, 创始人是彼得蒂尔和马克思列夫琴。
The company is called Confinity, founded by Peter Thiel and Marcus Levenstein.
他们的产品叫 PayPal.
Their products are called PayPal.
到2000年年初。
By the beginning of 2000,
互联网泡沫到了最疯狂的时候。
When the internet bubble reached its peak,
X.com 和 PayPal 开启了一场烧钱大战。
X.com and PayPal have engaged in a costly battle.
比拼谁能更快地获取新用户。
Who can acquire more new users faster?
蒂尔说。
Thiel said,
这是一场疯狂的竞赛。
This is a crazy race.
我们都有大把的美元来奖励注册和拉新。马斯克的说法更直白。
We all have plenty of dollars to reward registration and new users of Musk's.
大家都在拼，谁
Everyone is competing to see who is the best.
最后一个耗尽资金，谁就赢了。
Whoever runs out of money loses.
但他们很快就想明白了一件事。
But they quickly realized one thing.
网络效应意味着赢家通吃。
Network effects mean winner takes all.
先做大的那一个会越来越快。
The larger one will get faster.
最终只有一家能活下来。
Only one can survive.
与其拼到两败俱伤。
Instead of fighting to the bitter end.
不如合并。
Merge.
但合并谈判的过程就像一部情景喜剧。
But the process of merger negotiations is like a sitcom.
第一次见面是在一家希腊餐厅的包间里。
The first time we met was in a private room at a Greek restaurant.
蒂尔问马斯克对合并之后的比例有什么想法。
What are Thiel's thoughts on the ratio after the merger?
马斯克面无表情地说。
Musk said in a flat tone.
我们拿合并后。
After merging.
公司90%的股份
90% of the company's shares
你们拿10%列夫琴直接就懵了
You were so shocked that you were completely stunned by Lachenko's 10%
两家公司的用户规模差不多
The two companies have roughly the same number of users
你凭什么要拿90%
Why do you deserve 90%
他仔细看了看马斯克的脸
He carefully looked at Musk's face
发现他极其严肃
I found him to be very serious
不像在开玩笑
Seriously
但表述的内容过于讽刺
However, the content should not be sarcastic
然后就发生了文章开头那一幕
Then the scene from the beginning of the article happened.
马斯克开着迈凯伦在地尔去见红杉资本的莫里茨，在高速上把车开炸了。
Musk drove a McLaren to meet Moritz from Sequoia Capital on the highway and crashed the car.
车祸之后
After the car accident,
谈判倒是加速了。
The negotiation has accelerated.
最终双方达成了合并协议。
Finally, both sides reached a merger agreement.
2000年3月
March 2000
合并完成 X.com 获得 55% 的股份
X obtains 55% of the shares after the merger is completed
马斯克成为了董事长和最大股东
Musk became the chairman and largest shareholder
几周后
A few weeks later
他又当上了 CEO
He became the CEO
这一次
This time
他终于从 Zip2 的教训中学乖了
He finally learned from his mistakes in Zip2.
你必须坐在 CEO 的位子上。合并完成后
You must sit in the CEO position after the merger is completed.
马斯克和列夫琴之间的矛盾开始
The conflict between Musk and Levchin began.
以一种极其荒诞的方式爆发了。两人在一个技术问题上产生了严重分歧。
The two of them had a serious disagreement over a technical issue in a very absurd way.
公司的底层操作系统
The company's underlying operating system
到底用微软的 Windows NT 还是用 Unix 马斯克力挺 Windows?
Which operating system, Windows NT or Unix, is better?
列夫琴和工程师们认为 Windows 不安全。
Levchin and engineers believe that Windows is not safe.
有漏洞也不够酷。
It's not cool enough to have a vulnerability.
坚持用 Unix, 一天深夜。
Persisting with Unix all night.
列夫琴独自在会议室加班。
Levchin was working alone in the conference room.
马斯克走进来说。
Musk walked in and said,
咱俩掰手腕来决定这个事怎么样
How about we settle this with a hand wrestling match?
列夫琴觉得这可能是他人生中听过的最蠢的提议
Levchin thought this was the stupidest proposal he had ever heard
用掰手腕来决定一家互联网公司的技术架构
Using hand-to-hand combat to determine the technical architecture of a company
而且马斯克的块头很大
Moreover, Musk is a big shot
几乎是他的两倍大
Almost twice as big
但他太累了
But he was too tired
于是同意速战速决
So, they agreed to a quick victory
结果列夫琴很快就输了
Levchin quickly lost
马斯克花了整整一年时间
It took Musk a whole year
让工程师团队重写了列夫琴为 Confinity 编写的 Unix 代码。列夫琴
The engineer team rewrote the Levchin code written by Levchin for convenience.
后来说，我们浪费了一年折腾。
Then we said that we had wasted a year on this.
这些技术活
These tasks.
却没有开发新的功能。
But did not develop new features.
重写代码
Rewrite the code.
不仅白白烧了很多钱
Not only did I waste a lot of money
还让公司在应对越来越猖獗的线上欺诈时疲于奔命
Let companies continue to struggle in the face of increasingly rampant online fraud
但列夫琴也承认
But Lechenko also admitted
马斯克这个人确实让人又恨又服
Musk is a person who is both admirable and despicable
有一次
Once,
列夫琴和工程师们正在解决一个甲骨文数据库的难题
Levchin and the engineers are solving a problem with the database of ancient Chinese characters
马斯克路过探了个脑袋过来
Musk poked his head over
虽然他的专长是 Windows 不是甲骨文
Although his expertise is in Windows not Oracle
但他立刻听懂了
But he immediately understood.
他们在讨论什么?
What are they discussing?
给出了一个精确的技术答案。
Provided an accurate technical answer.
然后头也不回地走了。
And he turned his head and walked away.
列夫琴和团队翻开甲骨文的技术手册。
Levchin and his team reviewed the technical manual of the Oracle.
一条一条地看，我们一边核对。
One by one, we check.
一边说，天哪。
While saying, oh my God.
他都说对了。
He's right.
列夫琴回忆说。
According to the father's recollection.
艾隆经常口出狂言。
Lon often spouted nonsense.
但每过一段时间，你就会对他刮目相看。
But after a while, you will look at him differently.
他对你专业的理解比你自己还深刻。
He understands you better than you understand yourself.
很多时候你压根想不到。
Often you may not even think of it.
他竟然知道这个，都误以为他就是一个胡说八道的大傻瓜。
He actually knew that I had mistaken him for a complete idiot.
2000年夏末。
Late summer of 2000.
列夫琴发现自己越来越受不了马斯克了。
Levchin found himself increasingly annoyed by Musk.
马斯克坚持要把公司的名字改回 x.com.
Musk insists on changing the company's name back to x.com.
让 PayPal 只是附属品牌。
Make PayPal just a subsidiary brand.
蒂尔和列夫琴暗中委托第三方做了一项研究。
Tyler and Levchin secretly commissioned a third party to conduct research.
结果显示
The results show that
PayPal 的品牌价值远高于 x.com. x.com 让人联想到色情网站。
The brand value of PayPal is far greater than that of x.com. x.com evokes associations with pornographic websites.
马斯克知道后
After knowing it, Musk
大发雷霆
to make a big fuss,
下令把 PayPal 的品牌从公司绝大部分网站上撤下来
order to remove the PayPal brand from most of the company's websites.
这成了压垮骆驼的最后一根稻草
This was the final straw that broke the camel's back.
2000年9月
September 2000
大家做出了一个决定
Everyone made a decision.
推翻马斯克正好马斯克要去度蜜月
Elon Musk is going on a honeymoon.
他刚一出发
As soon as he set off,
几位股东就一起冲进了红杉资本的办公室
Several shareholders stormed into Sequoia Capital's office.
向投资人莫里茨提出了要求
I asked Moritz, the investor,
莫里茨同意了。
Moritz agreed.
马斯克从澳大利亚打越洋电话回来。
Musk called back from Australia.
安排工作，很快就感觉不太对劲。
I quickly realized that the arrangement was not right.
他赶紧赶回公司。
He hurried back to the company.
试图挽回局面。
Trying to salvage the situation.
但是没有用。董事会投票解除了他的 CEO 职务。
However, the board of directors did not vote to remove him from his position as CEO.
这是马斯克三年内第二次被自己创办的公司赶下台。
This is the second time that Musk has been ousted from a company he founded within 3 years.
被赶下台后
After being ousted,
所有人都以为马斯克会暴怒，掀桌子。
Everyone thought Musk would get angry and flip the table.
结果他说，公司是我的孩子。
He said that the company was my child.
我就像所罗门这段亲子案中不忍心将孩子劈成两半的母亲一样。
I am like the mother in the Solomon case who couldn't bear to cut her child in half.
我情愿放手。
I would rather let go.
这样孩子才能活下来。
This is how children can survive.
这句话暴露了他性格中很特别的一面。
This sentence reveals a very special aspect of his personality.
他不是一个只会掀桌子的人。
He is not a person who only flips the table.
他知道什么时候该收手。
He knows when to stop.
2002年 PayPal 上市。
2002 listed on the stock market.
然后以15亿美元被 eBay 收购。
Then it was acquired by eBay for $1.5 billion.
马斯克拿到了大约2.5亿美元。
Musk received approximately $2.5 billion.
最有戏剧性的一幕发生了。
The most dramatic moment happened.
马斯克打电话给他的死对头列夫琴。
Elon Musk called his former rival, Leif.
他在公司停车场见面。
Meet at the company parking lot.
父亲心里慌得一匹，问。
Father was in a panic.
马斯克。
Musk.
你是想在学校外头给我一拳吗
？Do you want to punch me outside of school?
但马斯克很真诚。
But Musk is sincere.
他坐在路边，一脸苦逼地问列夫琴。
He sat on the side of the road, looking dejected, and asking his father,
你为什么要背叛我
?Why did you betray me?
列夫琴回答，我是真的认为我这样做是对的。
My father replied that he really thought I was right.
你完全搞错了。
You are completely wrong.
公司就要垮了。
The company is going to collapse.
我觉得我别无选择。马斯克点了点头。
I don't see any other options.
几个月后
,A few months later,
马斯克和蒂尔、萨克斯等政变领导人一一握手言和。
Musk and other leaders of the coup, such as Tilser, shook hands and expressed their willingness to talk.
多年之后
,Years later,
马斯克在接受采访时说
,In an interview, Musk said that,
最终我意识到我被他们搞下台。
Finally, I realized that they had brought me down.
其实是件好事。
Actually, it's a good thing.
否则我还在 PayPal.
Otherwise, I'm still making tickets.
苦苦挣扎。
Struggling.
当然，如果我留下来呢
？Of course, if I stay,
PayPal 就会是一家价值数万亿美元的公司。
A ticket is worth billions of dollars.
这就是马斯克，即使在自嘲的时候，也要顺便自我吹捧一下。
This is just how Musk does it, even when he's making fun of himself.
没有。
No.
我，你们损失了几万亿美元。
You have lost billions of dollars.
最后，2017年。
In the last year of 2017.
马斯克从 PayPal 手里买回了 x.com 的域名。
Musk bought back the domain name x.com from the ticketing company.
2022年
2022
他花440亿美元买下了推特。
He bought Twitter for $44 billion.
之后
After that
将它改名为 X.
Rename him to X.
2026年4月
April 2026
X 平台正式推出了 X Money, 一个集支付、转账。
X Platform officially launched X Money, a platform that integrates payment and transfer.
加密货币交易于一体的金融服务工具。
Cryptocurrency trading is a financial service tool.
瑞穗证券分析。
Rio Securities Analysis.
X Money 的推出。
The launch of X Money.
对 PayPal 构成了直接的竞争威胁。
P2P payments pose a direct threat to PayPal.
因此，他将 PayPal 的股票评级从跑赢大盘下调到了中性。
Therefore, he downgraded PayPal's rating from outperform to neutral.
26年前
,26 years ago,
马斯克想做的那个颠覆整个银行体系的超级应用
Musk's ambitious plan to create a super app that would revolutionize the entire banking system
今天正在重新一步一步变成现实。
Today is becoming a reality step by step.
截至2026年5月
As of May 2026,
马斯克的净资产超过了8000亿美元。
Elon Musk's net worth exceeds $80 billion.
SpaceX 正在筹备可能高达1.75万亿美元。
SpaceX is preparing for a project that could cost up to $1.75 trillion.
估值的 IPO, 它有望成为人类历史上第一位万亿富翁。
Valuation of IPO. He is expected to become the first billionaire in human history.
从1999年拿出1200万创办 X.com 的那个28岁年轻人，到今天坐拥8000亿美元帝国的世界首富，翻了大约65000倍。
From the 28-year-old who founded X.com in 1999 with 12 million to today's world's richest man with an empire worth 800 billion, he has increased by about 65,000 times.
相当于一个创业者拿10000块钱去创业。
Equivalent to a startup taking $10,000 to start a business.
最后做到了六点五个亿。
Finally achieved $650 million.
故事讲完了，说马斯克身上两个很值得创业者思考的关键点。
The story ended with two key points that Musk emphasized, which are worth thinking about for entrepreneurs.
第一个
，First，
敢做最大的梦。
Share to dream the biggest dreams.
马斯克在1999年对 X.com 的构想是什么
？What was Musk's idea for X.com in 1999?
一个能满足所有金融需求的一站式商店。
A one-stop shop for all financial needs.
银行、支付、投资、贷款，全部整合。
Bank payment for investment loans fully integrated.
在一个平台上。
On a platform.
当年所有人都说他疯了。
All the people said he was crazy.
结果呢 ？PayPal 被 eBay 收购了。
The result is that PayPal was acquired by eBay.
而微信支付已经证明了社交加支付加金融的超级应用是成功的。
And WeChat Pay has already proven that a super app combining social networking, payment, and finance is a success.
月活已经超过了13亿人。
The monthly active users have exceeded 1.3 billion.
马斯克现在用 X 平台做的事情。
What Musk is doing on X platform now?
X Money, X Chat, Grok AI 本质上就是1999年 X.com 梦想的延续。
X Money, X Chat, Grok AI is essentially the continuation of the 1999 dream of X.com.
他等了26年。
He waited for 26 years.
但他从来没有放弃过这个巨大的梦想。
But he never gave up on this great dream.
很多创业者都很注意脚踏实地，低头看路。
Many entrepreneurs pay attention to being down to earth and looking at the road ahead.
但是也要敢于去做一个最大的梦，大的梦想。
But you must also dare to make the biggest dream, the biggest dream.
能够吸引更多的资源。
To attract more resources.
更好的人。
Better people.
才能够让你跳出小富即安的局限。
This is the only way to break free from the limitations of being content with a small fortune.
能够让你更有定力。
It can make you more determined.
就像马斯克一样。
Like Musk.
26年不改初心。
26 years. Never changed my original intention.
第二条，大局为重。
Second, focus on the overall situation.
甚至还能化敌为友。
Even more, it can turn enemies into friends.
在 PayPal 董事会投票解除马斯克 CEO 职务的时候
，When the PayPal board voted to remove Musk as CEO,
他放手了。
He let go.
更夸张的是
，More exaggeratedly,
最后他还和所有推翻他的人和解了。蒂尔·列夫琴。
He also reconciled with all those who overthrew him, including Tillotson,
Hoffman, Sachs,
Hoffman, Sachs.
后来一个个都变成了硅谷最有权势的人。
Later, one by one, they became the most powerful people in Silicon Valley.
他们被称为 PayPal 黑帮。 创办或投资了 LinkedIn、YouTube、Palantir、Yelp 等一系列公司。
They are known as the PayPal Mafia, and they have founded or invested in a number of companies, including LinkedIn, YouTube, Palantir, Yelp, etc.
如果马斯克当年鱼死网破
，If Musk had not been so reckless,
他就失去了这张人脉网。
He lost his network.
而这张人脉网，在他后来创办 SpaceX 和 Tesla 最艰难的时刻，给了他巨大的帮助。
And this network of contacts helped him greatly at the most difficult times when he was founding SpaceX and Tesla.
拼命的时候不要命，落败的时候不翻脸。
When you're in a desperate situation, don't give up. When you're in a bad situation, don't turn your back on it.
这才是马斯克真正厉害的地方。
This is where Musk is truly amazing.
商业世界里得道多助。
In the business world, getting help is a common occurrence.
多助得道。
Many people benefit.
把朋友搞得多多的。
To make friends with many people.
把敌人搞得少少的，能做到这一点不容易。
It's not easy to make the enemy fewer.
有人说马斯克是天才。
Some say Musk is a genius.
有人说他是疯子。
Some say he's crazy.
有人说他只是运气好。
Some say he's just lucky.
但有一件事没人能否认，他每一次被打倒之后。
But one thing everyone can agree on is that after every time he was knocked down,
都会站起来，拍拍土。
Everyone stood up and patted the soil.
然后把筹码推回牌桌，来，再来一局，念念。
Then pushed chips back to the table and say it again.
不忘。
Remember,
必有回响。
There will be repercussions.